All right, so, we got to dive into this blog post about relationships at work. Honestly, even I was like, whoa, hold on with some of these arguments. It kind of has me thinking, like, is it really hypocritical to say, like, don't date your coworkers when, like, basically everybody has at some point? And, like, what about being friends with people at work? What's the deal with all that?
This blog post definitely jumps right into the controversy. It pretty much just calls out
Oh,
anybody who's
yeah.
like, don't date your coworkers. But then they're like, oh yeah, but I totally did.
I know, right? I was like, PFT, come on. You've never like taken a chance on love at the office.
Well, I think people change their minds, right? Like maybe they had a bad experience or they saw things go badly for somebody else and that changed how they felt about it. And also the workplace itself is like changing so much. I mean, now we have all this remote work and flexible schedules. So like the lines are getting kind of blurry and stuff that used to be like totally off limits. Maybe it's not such a big deal now.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's not always so black and white, right? I'm curious, have your thoughts about this changed over time?
Oh yeah, for sure. And this blog post really gets into like the emotional ups and downs of relationships at work. You know, it paints these pictures of like finding your soulmate at work versus like getting your heart totally broken and then having to see that person every day in the elevator.
Yeah, like awkward. And the author doesn't hold back. They use some pretty strong language to talk about how bad a breakup at work can be. But I wonder, is that really specific to the workplace? Or is it just like regular relationship stuff, just happening to happen in an office?
Right, I think the author is trying to show how intense things can get. When you're spending so much time with your colleagues, it's like the workplace becomes this pressure cooker for relationships. Like all the good and bad stuff gets magnified.
Okay, so I get that. But then the blog post takes this wild turn and starts saying that you should look for love on, wait for it, LinkedIn, like really. Can you actually find your soulmate between resume updates and job postings?
I know, right? I think we got to look beyond the literal meaning there. Maybe the author's making fun of how obsessed we are with connecting online, but I also think they're onto something real. We all want connection. And in the world today, those lines between work life and personal life, they're definitely getting blurrier and blurrier.
So it's not really about actually finding the one on LinkedIn. It's more about realizing that we crave meaningful connections, even in our professional lives.
Exactly. And that leads to another big point the blog post makes. It says that choosing the right partner is actually like a super important career decision.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting way to look at it. How do you see that playing out in real life?
Well, think about it. Having a partner who's supportive, that can be huge for your career. They encourage you, they help you de-stress. You can even bounce ideas off of them. But on the other hand, if you have a relationship that's really difficult, it can drain your energy. You can't focus. And it's easy to see how that spills over into your work.
Yeah, I'm starting to see the connection. It's not just about, love and all that. It's about how our personal lives really do affect our careers. But this blog post isn't all about romance. It also talks a lot about being friends with people you work with.
Yeah, definitely. And it points out some pretty big benefits. Less stress, getting more done,
Yeah.
even communicating better.
It makes sense. Having a friend at work can make those tough days a little easier. But are there any downsides, like things we should watch out for?
That's a really good question. The blog post talks about toxic mentalities in some workplaces. But could friendships actually contribute to that sometimes? Especially if people don't set good boundaries.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's a tricky balance. The blog post also talks about needing a safe space to let our hair down at work. Like, we want to connect with people and have fun, but we still need to be professional.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where we can be ourselves and build real connections without letting those relationships get in the way of the work we need to do.
Yeah.
So we're talking about like finding that balance, that sweet spot. But this blog post really like pushes back against that whole idea of keep your personal life at home, you know?
Yeah, it definitely challenges that. It's like the author saying that trying to keep everything separate like that is not only like impossible,
Yeah.
but it could actually be bad for us.
Yeah, I get that. It's like we're supposed to just clock in and become these emotionless robots and then clock out and magically transform back into our real selves.
Exactly. And it's exhausting.
Totally.
We're not robots. We're human beings. We have emotions and relationships.
Yeah.
And those things don't just disappear when we walk into the office.
I think a lot of people listening can relate to that. We all want to be more authentic, more connected, even at work. But okay, let me play devil's advocate for a second. What about when things get messy? Like, what if a relationship at work goes sour? Or a friendship turns into a conflict and it affects everyone's work?
Those are definitely valid concerns. And the blog post acknowledges that. But instead of saying just avoid all relationships, it suggests a different approach, like building a culture of respect and communication and setting clear boundaries.
So it's not about like banning relationships altogether. It's more about creating an environment where people can navigate those connections in a healthy way.
Right. It takes a change in mindset.
Yeah.
Both for individuals and for the organization. Like, individuals need to be responsible for their actions and understand the importance of boundaries. But companies also need to create a culture where people feel comfortable being themselves while still being professional.
It sounds like the author is calling for a more human-centered approach to work, like recognizing that our relationships are a big part of who we are.
Exactly. This goes back to that idea we talked about before. Choosing the right partner can be a major career decision. And it's not just about romantic partners. Think about mentors, colleagues you collaborate with, even those work friends who just make the day a little brighter.
You know, it's funny. We spend so much time thinking about resumes and skills, but we rarely talk about how these personal and professional relationships actually affect our careers.
It's like this unspoken truth. We all know that having a strong support system can make a huge difference, but we don't really talk about it openly. And I think this blog post is trying to bring that conversation to the forefront.
And it's not just about avoiding the negative stuff. It's also about recognizing the positive impact these connections can have.
For sure. Think about the energy and creativity that comes from working with people you actually enjoy being around, or that sense of purpose you get when you're collaborating with people who share your values and goals.
It's like those relationships can fuel our passion and drive our success in ways we don't even realize.
Right. And that brings us back to the author's point about needing safe spaces where we can be ourselves. It's not about forgetting about professionalism. It's about creating an environment where people feel comfortable bringing their whole selves to work.
So it's not about pretending to be someone we're not. It's about finding a way to integrate our personal and professional lives in a way that feels authentic and fulfilling.
Exactly. And that takes a willingness to challenge the old ways of thinking and be open to new possibilities.
It's about recognizing that the lines between work and life aren't as clear as they used to be and embracing that.
I think this blog post makes a really strong case for that.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, are we ready for this? Mm-hmm. Are we ready to embrace this more holistic approach as individuals and as organizations?
You know, as we're talking, I keep thinking about those phrases the author uses, like toxic mentalities and needing safe spaces at work. It really shows you the emotional side of all this.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's like people wanting to be real and connect with each other. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Like they want a workplace where they can be themselves and not worry about being judged.
Yeah.
Where their personal life and work life can kind of coexist, you know?
Yeah. I hear that more and more these days. It's not just about getting ahead at work anymore. People want to feel valued and supported. Like they belong. And those relationships we build at work, that's a big part of feeling like you belong.
Right. And this blog post makes us rethink those old boundaries. It's not about forgetting to be professional. It's just recognizing that we're all human. We have lives and emotions. And those things don't just vanish when we walk into the office.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners? Like, what advice would you give to someone who's trying to find that balance between being professional and being themselves at work?
I think it starts with knowing yourself, like understanding your own needs and what your boundaries are. When it comes to relationships at work, like, what are you okay with? What are your deal breakers? And then it's about communication, being open and honest with your colleagues about those boundaries and respecting their boundaries too.
It sounds like it takes trust.
Definitely.
And being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Both as individuals and as a whole workplace.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy, but I think it's worth it. When we can be ourselves and build real connections, it makes work a better experience for everyone.
This deep dive has been really interesting. We've talked about some thought-provoking stuff, like is it hypocritical to say don't date coworkers, and how our personal lives can affect our careers in ways we don't expect.
Yeah, and we even talked about finding love on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah. You never know. But really, I think the biggest takeaway for me is we can't ignore the human side of work.
I agree. The lines between work and life are getting blurrier, and that's not always a bad thing. It's a chance to create a more fulfilling way of working.
So before we go, I want to leave our listeners with this question. What does a human-centered workplace look like to you? And what can you do, both personally and within your organization, to make that happen? Think about those questions, and let's keep this conversation going.